The Misconceptions of Swine Flu with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This has nothing to do with pork. This has nothing to do with our meat production or with our meat products.
But as a result of the swine flu outbreak, American Farm Bureau's chief economist Bob Young says there are at least two major international markets for pork and beef that have suspended imports from certain states. And there's no link to the swine flu outbreak with swine, and there have been no reported cases of the virus in any U.S. herd.
They are being extremely cautious. I won't say it. I'll be polite, and I'll leave it at that. But have basically come in and cut off about three states from being able to ship any meat to Russia. And then a list of about 10 states or so, Alabama to Florida, New Mexico, Oklahoma, that have been precluded from shipping pork to Russia as well. Now, you know, it ends up being about 5% or so of pork production, about 25% or so of total meat production.
Now, spokesman Joe Sheely of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says they feel there will be other countries to place the suspension on U.S.-produced meat as well, but hopefully only temporary.
We do have sort of a watch list of probably about 9 or 10 other countries that we do expect some sort of suspension to be officially notified in the next day or two. Fortunately, this is not a global reaction to the issue. Most of our trading partners have gotten the message and conveyed to their consumers that the influenza virus cannot be affected by handling or eating pork, and have acted accordingly.
And Joe Sheely says there will be some countries to ban pork imports from all 50 states. And while that will affect the bottom line to pork producers, most of the country's major markets for pork remain open. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.